It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
A lot of things still happening around the Umpqua Valley, and the longest-running summer concert series is at Myrtle Creek Music in the Park. It continues tonight. Ted Rumus is on with us to talk about what's going on. Ted, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kyle. I just listened to your weather report, and I'm pleased to hear that it's only going to be about 91 degrees today versus that getting up into maybe the triple digits this weekend. So, yes, this afternoon, 6 to 8:30 p.m., this afternoon evening, we will continue with the 38th year of Myrtle Creek's Music in the Park, longest-running free concert series in Douglas County, with the Eddie Ross Band. Eddie Ross is a local, very popular, a lot of fun. And has gotten to the point where he's involving his young kids in the program, into the concerts. It brings them on to join him and his band, sing a couple of tunes, and really a fun group. A lot of young kids come out for Eddie, and of course, kids of all ages at Music in the Park, and a lot of dancing. And so they'll be here from 6 to 8:30 this evening in Millsite Park, downtown Myrtle Creek.
Well, he has been around for a long time doing music. So, yeah, you're right. Very popular in the area. And for folks that want to get out before it gets even hotter the next few days, a good opportunity this evening. And speaking of, if they are coming out, what do they need to know about the availability of water, beverages, food, and all that?
Well, thank you. We do have some opportunity at Millsite Park for food and beverages. A primary food vendor this year has been Backyard Bites, a food truck. Jason Briggs brings his food truck down there and is very well received by the folks who want to take advantage of what he has to offer. He sets up and makes his offers available. We also have the Myrtle Creek Elks Lodge Fried Bread Wagon open, or just within easy walking distance of the park. Last week we had Nachos Catering there with street tacos for the first time, and they did very well. And I'm pretty sure they'll be back today and next Thursday for our season closer. And just a lot of fun out there.
And people are welcome to bring their own food and beverages too, right?
That is correct. That is correct. You may bring your own food and beverages. The concerts, of course, is completely free. Parking is free. There's plenty of space available out there. People don't traditionally arrive extremely early because they know that there's a space for them. Bring their kids. Their dogs are permitted if kept under control and cleaned up after. And just bring your chairs or your blankets or whatever you want to do, and enjoy another nice summer evening in Myrtle Creek's Millsite Park.
And, of course, somebody will have the question, what about beer and wine?
Well, the city owns Millsite Park, and we have kind of a gentleman's agreement with them that we make an announcement that the event does not have a permit for alcohol. So folks are advised to use their discretion with that. However, the Myrtle Creek Elks Lodge has full-service bar with beer, wine, and spirits available nearby. They do have burgers and dogs on the deck on Thursday evenings during Music in the Park, and people are invited to go over there and while they're there, perhaps inquire about what the Elks Lodges are all about and maybe express some interest in joining our community group and helping with our charity projects over the year.
So you can take care of a couple things at once over the course of the evening. Now, you're not wrapping up. You've got one more show next week, right?
We do. We always have seven performances most Thursdays during July and August. We do not have Music in the Park for the Myrtle Creek Summer Festival, which is the last full weekend of July. However, this year, the way the calendar falls, we, in addition to Eddie Ross Band tonight, we have our season closer next Thursday, August 28th, with Pendleton Highway coming. First time they've been to Music in the Park, and they've gotten a lot of good feedback already about they'll be bringing a lot of folks will be coming to see them. It's a country dance band inspired by Little Big Town, the band Perry, Josh Turner, Miranda Lambert, and others. I got some remarkable voice ranges and energetic performance by the band. And once again, I want to make sure I mention that Music in the Park is free only because we have a lot, many good sponsors. Lauren Young Tire Center has been our overall event sponsor for the ninth consecutive year this year, and every week of music is sponsored by a local business who helps us keep the music free and be able to put some money in the bank, set it aside for the 39th year of Music in the Park coming up in 2026.
And are you already starting to work on ideas for that?
Well, I get ticklers and from folks who ask me, how do they arrange to play at Music in the Park? Local groups or fans of other groups who say, "Have you heard about this group?" or so on. So I kind of pencil that in. But I start looking seriously at next year's bookings right after the Christmas, New Year holidays, and usually fully booked by the end of February, early March.
All right, Myrtle Creek's Music in the Park. Anything else people ought to know?
Come see us tonight. Enjoy the Eddie Ross Band, and make sure you come back next week for our season closer, Pendleton Highway.
All right.
I appreciate the time. Thank you, Cove.
All right, Ted Rummus from Myrtle Creek Music in the Park, 8:38, and this is the Morning Report.